back to our review of Queen Sugar. We just finished episode 2 and 3. So we're going to do a little combination of the two. So part of episode 2, let's talk about 2. Here's a little summary of 2. The borderline siblings try to plan their father's funeral, but tensions rise between Charlie. We know Charlie is the rich wife with her husband that got caught with the prostitute, and Nova as our lovely lady from our vampire movie, our vampire show on HBO. Love her to death. And Ralph Angju argues with Aunt Violet about inviting his son. Charlie meets someone interesting in her buying the farm. So Charlie is a really big topic in there because she's coming back to the farm. And I just thought this was a different dynamic to bring back to the farm of how people left where they're from and then go back from there. So Leisha, when you were seeing Charlie and in that relationship when they was preparing for the funeral, what feeling did you get out of that?
You mean the fact that they were half, the half-sister and the sister-sister brother?
Didn't know that either. Mm-hmm. Didn't know that either. Mm-hmm. So that kind of came out, yeah. But you saw some little animosity there.
Well, you know, the thing was that when the father died and she ran up in there, her sister hugged her. But then the question was, why are they a different color?
Yeah, she's pretty a little, mm-hmm. Her light skin, yep. Or...
And know. That's when it came out.
Yeah, so that's that was kind of interesting because, you know, it seems as though they had a decent relationship, but then you saw how the tensions actually came through. They kind of talked about how the son, Ralph Angju, was pampered a lot. He was, mm-hmm. He was really pampered, and we shouldn't have done that. And his son, during the episode, is walking around with a Barbie doll. And he's kind of not hiding it, but he's keeping it away so his son won't get teased or anything in that manner. But when you were seeing that interaction between those, did you get a different feel that this was going to go strictly on a sibling-on-sibling thing? Or was it, you know, what was your feeling on that?
I mean... you knew that the son has some issues.
Yes.
And that was basically, you know, the thing is knowing how many more issues did he have? What was really the issue? Because they really hadn't touched on it.
No, early, really early. No.
The little boy with the Barbie doll. I'm still trying to figure that out, you know.
So, you know, again, it's not these that, are kids.
Yeah,
these are
I mean, kids. So I don't want, I mean, it's not like, it's you know, you want to say, okay, is he, you know, gay at a young age? And you don't want to say that because, you know, there's boys who play with Barbie dolls.
Yeah, and that, he's really young.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, he stayed with his aunt and his father. Mm-hmm. So now we found out that wasn't his wife, that was his aunt. You know, in the first episode, I really didn't catch it if that was his wife or not. But in the second episode, it was identified that that was his aunt. And then the brother that comes by with the truck was like, yeah, that's my girl right there. But that was pretty cool. So they had a relationship there. So you know the aunt and his father was taking care of his son, right, while he was in jail.
Right. I mean, they were very close. You could tell that his sister and his brother was very close. And then the fact that... the whole farm. I mean, oh my God, this story is really good.
Yes, it is.
It's really, really good. And this was what I was saying, you know, that relationship that, you know, it looks so much like us. You know, look like, you know, this is what Black people are. I mean, you have, you like they said, you know, percentage of Black people in sports, especially the NBA, largely percentage are Black.
Yes.
So... It's not like it's not unrealistic to see a Black woman who married a basketball player.
Yeah, but this story isn't really, and which I really appreciate, they added that as a supplement to the bigger story. The bigger story is the land and the siblings. because, you know, we'll get into episode 3 where they talk about who inherits everything. But this was centering on three different siblings who came together because the father had the stroke and what would happen. You know, mm-hmm. at the end, we found out the episode that he died, but you really don't know. You know, you don't know until at the end. But you knew something was coming. And if you read the previews, you kind of knew too. So what I found interesting, what the story is actually created, is how do these three different siblings make a decision on how their life is going to be.
Okay, so let's take a step back.
Okay.
Okay, so one is, it's out of New Orleans.
Yes.
Two is history of black farmers.
Yes, that is true. Reread about it, but not to the point that, you know, it was prominent. We knew when we read about the black farmers, we read that they weren't issues. Getting the contracts. Yep. They wasn't getting the supplements like the exactly. white farmers were. Right. They actually came to D.C. and they suppose they got some sort of reparations because yep. they wasn't being treated fairly.
Exactly.
But this kind of introduced you to the black farmer because they had 800 acres. 800 acres.
800 acres.
That yeah. had to be farmed. Not just acres of land that mm-hmm. you have and so on and so forth. Because there's a cost associated to land of that abundance. But let's go back. We still in episode 2. And this is all the preparation of the funeral and what they had to do.
Right.
So you saw that interaction about the money. So then the money came.
Exactly.
In. So, you know, Charlie, who had the money because her husband and everything that she had, thought she can just throw her money out and say, I'll take care of it because I got the money.
Right.
But the other two, you know, they were saying, look, this is family. And when you do family, and since you haven't been here, you must have forgot. We take care of family. People want to be comforted, not paid, you know.
It was all about the history.
Exactly.
Because
tradition. Really.
Tradition, exactly. Because tradition is, you know, you don't pay with credit card, you pay with cash. And that was one of the things that was really interesting, where, you know, you come in here and you throw things around, you can't do that.
Exactly.
And so it's almost like she forgot where she came from.
Absolutely.
And so it's more of a reality check that she has to, they're saying, okay, so you forgot where you came from. So let me bring you back.
Yep.
You know, let me bring you back. And I thought that was really, really good. It was great seeing. I love seeing that. I really love seeing that because, you know, you see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other sister,
Nova.
Nova.
Yeah.
Nova is yep. so like,
she was always aggressive in True Blood.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
she's just as aggressive
True
here.
Blood.
Yeah. She's just as aggressive here. So she's taking center stage saying, I'm the strongest sibling mm-hmm. to try to dominate. But Charlie doesn't want that. Charlie's like, look, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to walk in here and I'm going to tell you about what needs to be done. And pretty cool. But again, you're going back home. You don't go home and try mm-hmm. to tell people what to do at home.
Yeah,
you could have done it
where
you were.
There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of anger in there. And I think that as we go along, that
they're
story.
They're going to start showing
yeah.
it. Right, right.
And I'm like, wow.
So Ava. Ava's an amazing producer, director, and writer.
Mm-hmm.
So like you were saying, Ava is amazing. She puts layers into her stories. So you'll be able to enjoy all aspects of that, which I just find like really out there. But they did bring back. So the Charlie's husband comes back. They have a confrontation. He tells her a little more about what was going on. But, you know, he's trying to solicit her help and saying, don't take my son away from me.
Yeah, he wants her back.
Yeah. So again, you don't know, and it'll come back. You know, is it because he needs her to stand by him for the media's sake? Or does he really say, hey, look, I just need my family by me because that's what's important to me? You know, you don't know that yet. And again, a good story and a good series don't give you everything all at once.
Right.
But that other guy that she met, you know, he came out of nowhere. He used to help on the farm, the other brother.
Right, right.
So that's going to be something interesting if she pushes away from her husband.
Well, he's very educated. Well, very knowledgeable.
Yes, he is.
With the whole situation with the black farmers in, mm-hmm. in that area and how they're getting ripped off and undermined.
Right.
You know, with right. the fact that, well, the white farmers basically come in and want to take over
Absolutely.
Our land. Mm-hmm. And so, again, this is the good thing is it's history. It's such, like I said, such a refreshing to be educated on what's really going on that, you know, there's so many things going on in the world.
Yes.
And there's so many things that overpowers one over the other. That you seem to forget that this story, you know, the farmer story ever even existed. And with her bringing this into the fact that, okay, we're in New Orleans, my dad got 800 acres, and we're basically going to, you know, go from here and make this happen. And so I thought, I mean, so again, it's a really good story. It's the flow is really nice. It's making you like, okay, I can't wait to see what the next episode is going to be like. You know, that's the excitement now. It's like, okay, what's next? And that's what it should be doing.
Exactly. It should make you want to say, oh, I can't wait for the next episode. Or, damn, it left it off right there. Mm-hmm. That's what you really want. That's the type of story that people want to continue to listen to or look at. So that's what, to me, just made it pretty exciting. And when you're watching this show, it gives you the opportunity to see different characters as they slowly develop them. You know, Nova, then Charlie has hers, then Ralph Angel, because mm-hmm. we still don't know why he went to jail. Or if not, I missed it. So
no, as they really didn't say why.
Right.
You know, it's like it's building up to that because, you know, the last episode we watched, he was visiting his probation officer.
Right, right.
And so, you know, it's like, yeah, even though your father died, and even though you got a farm to take care of, oh, you need a job because that's a requirement as being on probation.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and I thought that was like for real, for real.
but it introduced the criminal justice system.
Yep.
So this is some things that black people still got to go through because if you're in the system, you have to actually, you know, conform to the system. He told that guy, look, I got a farm. I'm going to be bringing in some money. I'm going to do the land. He was like, look, we need to see a paycheck because that's the stipulations of your probation.
Right. It is. Yep.
And again, we're going to bring in the criminal justice system. So I found that to be interesting. So, but let's jump right into the third episode. But right before the third episode, Charlie went on a run, and she came back to the house, and this old white man show up. You know, like we said from the preview, I got this chick right here. But I was like, yeah, okay. But he showed up, and he didn't realize anybody was at the house. So they was taking pictures. He had two other guys kind of surveying the area. And he said, I'm going to give you an offer. This is what we have. You know, he not even Southern. He actually had that New Orleans accent. And we find out in this episode that he's the head white man in charge with the land and the contacts and all of that. Mm-hmm. So, and we find through in this episode, the third episode, we find that the black farmers has been getting fucked over.
Yep.
And people like this guy is taking over. And he's going to give you pennies to the dollar for your business and your land.
Yep.
So, which brings us to the third episode when they read off the will and the kids have the land. And they want to just give it up. And Charlie finally tells them, hey, you know, this white man came through. And they was like, yo, when you was going to tell me? He said, well, when you was going to tell me that y'all was doing this. So once again, that sibling thing goes on. And, you know, that's part of any family.
That's right.
So once again, it's not something that's new.
Right.
And it's not something that's different. But you're seeing it on a level with black people that has something of substance. So when you always talk about inheritance, you don't really hear inheritance in the black community if you live in the projects.
Yeah, it's not too often. And we, you know, that's something that you see more in the South, in the country.
Yes, because, you know, they hold on to the house. The house is already paid for, or they have a certain amount of land. And if they work the land, what they do is they split it up towards their family. And usually that's the case.
Right.
But the argument in the third episode is, should we keep it or shouldn't we keep it? And who's, if we keep it, what are we going to do with it?
Right.
So if we decide to sell it, what are we going to get from it?
Right.
And the worst part of all of that, and usually what happens with families, is you don't know what's going on in someone else's house until the bills start coming in. And they find out that their father has been in debt for months. And then there's a portion in there that the people that rented him the equipment was coming to take it. And crazy old Ralph Angel come out with a gun and say, you ain't taking nothing on my land, boy.
That was crazy.
I can use my gun. You going to use your gun? And then his son comes out. And that's really profound, that he really wants to show his son that he's different. And he knows what he should do. And he struggled because he didn't want to be disrespected. He didn't want to show his son that he gave in, and he didn't want anyone else to keep taking stuff from his father.
Right.
So
right.
It was an emotional struggle. You saw he went through that.
But remember,
that it was so emotional.
The sisters didn't want to keep the land.
Oh, no, they didn't. They didn't. They was like, look, we just need to get rid of this.
Yeah, the sisters, I mean.
Yeah, well, see, Charlie and Nova has their own life. You know, just like Charlie told them, y'all got your own life. Y'all haven't been here. So you're going to come here and try to tell us what we need to do? You know, I'll do it on my own. And when they said, you can't do it without money. So you can try your luck, but you ain't going to do it without money.
Yeah, and, you know, knowing that the father had the bills and, you know, his daughter talking about, well, you know, Dad, if you need any help. And you kind of like, you know, but that part was, you expect that from a father, or from a person who is his land, is, you know, he'll be all right. You know, when the will was read and perfect example was when she read the will.
Right.
And asked the date of the will.
Yeah.
And knew exactly around that time, you know, what happened. You know.
Yeah, so that's one thing I got to revisit, because it was, she said, that's around the time that, and then they said something, then I kind of missed it. I don't think I was.
Yeah, that was
that
around the
time
where such and such was born. I don't think it was a little boy. Somebody else was born.
Right.
One of the grandchildren was born.
Yeah, because it's 1989.
And then she had a son in jail.
No, I don't think that's her son.
He said, Mom. I believe he said Mom.
So, well, yeah, we got to check that out. But I don't think that was his son. Because remember, Ralph Angel said, you care more about your guy in jail than your own brother. So when he said that, that kind of cleared in my mind that maybe that wasn't her son. Because if it was his son, I don't think he would have said that. But I think she's doing a story on him. I don't think that's her son, but
okay.
we'll look at that one again.
We have to revisit that one.
But you know, I found that interesting because, you know, as she being a reporter and putting in stories, you know, but then she's trying to, you know, this new thing in her life. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. I thought was fucked up was when her boss called her in.
Yeah, all the way there.
And talking about your sister.
Wait a minute, so say that again. So you thought it was messed up that he actually,
because it was anybody else? Right. I don't think he would have asked.
Well, it's big publicity. This dude is the star of the team. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, which I think was kind of insulting too. You know, her father died and she's working on a story, but you supposed to be focusing on your sister's, you know, impending doom, basically, with her husband. You know, so I thought that was insulting. But, you know, that is the press. The press is going to try their luck to get any kind of story anyhow.
But even so, she was like, nah, she wasn't playing that. I respected her for that, too.
No, I totally respect her for that, because that's just like something going on in your home. It's like, well, you know, could you give me a story about your brother committing suicide? Whoa, wait a minute. We're trying to bury him, and now y'all want a story on that?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's disrespectful and ridiculous.
Yeah, that was good. I love that part, you know, with the fact that she made it clear, like, no, dude, don't call me in like this. And so, just right now, I'm just, you know, just imagining what the next thing is going to be about. Because now that her brother's going to keep the farm, and he's had to figure out, you know, keeping the farm going to work.
Yeah, because, you know, doing an episode after his probation officer said, hey, look, you got to get a job.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I'll do something part-time. He's like, nope, 40 hours a week. So you got to do 40 hours a week. You got to turn around and work the farm. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to have to get people to help him work the farm. And he's going to be running it by himself because his sisters are going to be running the business part.
Right.
You know, his sister, you know, Charlie said, well, I'm going to run the business. And Nova is going to be running the admin, and you're going to be running the farm.
Yep.
So it's broken up evenly to a certain point. But, you know, I think in their mind, too, they still don't have, and it shows, how reliable is he? You know, Ralph don't seem too reliable. You know, with him pulling that gun out and jumping like that, he's emotional. He's not reliable.
Well, you know,
he's not really stable.
Well, remember, he lost his father.
Got that.
You know, so, yeah, the emotional is going, adrenaline is going to be there. You know, because, you know, he's seen his father work hard. And, you know, I felt bad when, one thing I felt really like, at first I was like, that's kind of messed up. I said, that's kind of fucked up, you know. How are you going to steal this money from the store and hand it over to your father? Mm-hmm. But then again, after the story go along,
you see how much he, like, sacrificed.
You know, it's like, I can see why you love, you know, he did that for his father. You know what I'm saying? Because he knew his father was struggling,
yeah,
you know, with the farm. And I thought that was really, really, you know, where I was like, damn, that's, you know, that's really, you know, it's messed up, but I could see it.
You understood why he did.
Yeah, I understood why.
It wasn't just to give him money. It was because he saw everything and how his father struggled.
Mm-hmm,
And, you know, and then they had that little meeting. Remember doing it? They had that meeting with all the farmers. And,
yeah.
The other guy said, your father organized this.
Yep.
He's the one who fed people. He started it. You know, he's a leader amongst these people.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, he was a prominent member of the community.
Yeah.
He was, you know, flourishing in debt,
yeah,
you know, but he still knew what he had to do.
Yeah, he did.
Which was pretty amazing. So, like I said, this story, I told you during the first time we talked about it, the first episode, I really said, let me see where this is going. Because the first one kind of told me, yeah, here's the characters. It seems a little interesting, but, you know, let me see what's up. Well, the second episode said, I need to look at this. The third episode said, now I see.
Yeah.
Because now the third episode, Charlie called the white man and said,
No, we keeping our farm.
He said, okay. We do little business a little different around there. She's like, you're going to find out that we do a little business differently as well. So she wants to step up to the challenge, and she's smart enough to take care of it because, you know, it shows that she was taking care of her husband's business.
Yeah.
While he was doing
the crookish,
the bullshit with his boys. And playing the game, but she was doing all his PR and taking care of everything.
She really was. I mean, she. That's why it was interesting where, you know, the beginning, you know, you heard the other girls who were Basketball Wife pitching to her to be a part of the TV show Basketball Wife without them saying
right.
the TV show Basketball.
Yeah, because, you know, when we first talked about it, I was like, no, she's got to be something else. No, she was just smart enough to be that lead person.
Mm-hmm.
And the other wives looked to her as the representative.
Yes, they did.
And I think that's why I'm saying her husband may feel that he needs her for that representation. She keeps him stable in the limelight. You know what I mean? Even though he's a star, but she's that stable portion. And then he has his son. And, you know, and even during this episode, that argument came up with the son saying, hey, look, I don't, we should be supporting him. Yeah, he did something wrong, but you should be supporting him.
Like mom said, she said, look, you don't know everything.
And that's what I caught. She was like, no, you don't know everything. And he was like, what? And, okay. So when it comes out, you know, in her mind, when it comes out, okay, you'll get it. I'm going to have to let you see it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're so adamant of saying, I got to support dad, yeah, I covered for you. So this may not have been the first time. So that's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of got covered up.
Yeah,
but this one was rape charges.
Yeah.
As opposed to sleeping with somebody.
Like, I mean, I want to see how that turns out too, because, and she says she was a hooker.
Right. That they paid her. Yeah.
And so I think that probably is some bull as well. That she's hearing what everybody else say.
Mm-hmm.
Without, you know, because she thinks that's the evidence. But like she said, more is going to come out on that one.
But it could be, because think about it. You know, you pay a hooker, but you ain't going to do what you want to do. You know, there's stipulations in the hooker book of etiquette. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying. But so it could be a lot more than that. But I really respect the story for not centering on that. You know what I mean? They could have just shifted toward dad and all the innuendo and the sexualness and show all that, but that's not what the story is about.
She did, like you said, she did a really good job of, you know, there's so many things going on in the show that it doesn't just focus on that.
Right.
It focuses on Charlie and her relationship, but also it focuses on the other siblings. It mm-hmm. focused on the farm. So, you know, I really, like I said, I love the fact that she really just spread everything all over the place.
And it's pretty even, you know, even with the aunt and her boyfriend, that comes in a little bit and then they pull it back out.
Oh, you know, something's on with that too.
Right. But they don't want to kind of say, let's throw that in and make it really, really important. It's leading up because you got to understand, she already said, you need to go find you some other girl because I can't give you no kids. And he was like, look, I'm good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted that, I would have been gone a long time ago. So they're showing what's going on with them. So as more come up with that, it'll be a lot cleaner. You'll be able to say, oh, this is the deal with them. You know what I mean?
Right.
But they're not rushing through anything. So this is a very patiently methodical series, because it's not giving you everything all at once with one person. They're giving you a little bit of everybody every episode. So you the little boy, they gave him a little bit. Charlie's son, they gave him a little bit. They let her husband come back a little bit. They let the other farmer guy had a relationship with Charlie just a little bit. They got Charlie and Nova and Ralph, all of them talking together. So all of that put together, it's still enough for you to go, wow, okay, I got this.
Yeah, I really love the show. That's something, you know, definitely, like we said, I'll definitely be continuing watching that show.
But this one for me, I like it, I enjoy it, and I'm going to continue to see it. But you have to really be patient with this show, because it doesn't speed through. It's really slow, It's almost like, and this is what I, you know, it just came to me. It's almost like a Toni Morrison book.
Yeah.
Because you know how Toni Morrison takes her time and you get to know the players in the book. She gives you a little history there. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. then you just build up and then there's another character. And then halfway through the book, that's when you find out what's going on.
Yep.
You know, so it kind of reminds me a little of that type of methodical research and development, which is, you know, Morrison is just a hard read. You really got to be ready to read it, and you really got to be patient. So with this show, you really got to be patient because there's so much good things in here that you're going to get a little bit now, and then you're going to get a little bit of it later.
Right, right.
So... But really good. We'll be looking next week with episode 4. Looking forward to that because now they're saying it's our farm, you know?
Yep, they sure are.
It's our farm, and this is what we're going to do with it. So the little synopsis of that is, you know, Ralph tries to run the farm while the other siblings return to their everyday life. Nova thinks that a friend's son has been wrongfully imprisoned. See, a friend's son wrongly in prison tries to help. Charlie resumes managing her husband despite a strained relationship. So, good set. We already talked about a couple of these. You know what I mean? We already talked about that. So, they gave you a little, and then the next episode is, okay, now we give you the detail.
Right.
Then they're going to drop you a little bit on there, and then the next episode goes from that. They don't complete everything. They'll start you off and then they jump into that, and it's just really amazing. And a couple of notes on this too is Ava ensured that every episode is directed by a woman. So wow. This is really a perspective of the way women will see it and how the men are actually interacting, how the men see things, but these are women directing each and every episode. So Ava did the first two, and then everyone preceding her will be female actual directors. So
that's, you know,
pretty
what?
Cool.
Yeah, that is really, really, I'm so impressed with the fact that she's like, okay, let's make this, give women the opportunity as directors, the ones you haven't seen, but you know they're there.
Yeah, there's, you know, women directors everywhere. But what I like about it is now you can slow down and now check out the perspective, because a director is perspective. I mean, mm-hmm. think about it. We just saw, you know, I'm gonna kind of relate it to the movies we just saw. You got Sully with the director Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood always going to give you an emotional tie to the characters.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's a little bit of action or a lot of action, but it's all about, you know, presenting an emotion to his movies.
Right.
Whereby Oliver Stone wants to present a controversy of people seeing it one way, but he's trying to tell you that's the wrong way of thinking. You need to think about this. So his perspective and his legacy of movies is controversy. That don't make it a great movie though, but it gives you something to talk about. It gives you a feel and look.
And I think that's what he was and I think that's what he was trying to do.
Yeah.
To get people to talk about it, but it
he just didn't do that well of a job.
No.
But again, it's Oliver Stone. So if Oliver Stone only got great movies way back when, you know, I think it was Platoon and think, and the JFK one, because I really like that one, had Kevin Costner leading on that. It wasn't Steve McQueen, you know, hint hint, drop a line from Atlanta. Atlanta, if black people don't know who Steve McQueen is.
I know who Steve McQueen is.
I know who Steve McQueen is.
You know who Steve McQueen is?
You see that poster, people point at Steve McQueen, I know they're gonna rob me. Anyway, that's another podcast we'd be doing on Atlanta. But very, very good show. Very good show. I'm seeing where she led us to, and I'm really, really enjoying it. So this will be a continued series. You'll see this on our podcast, or if you go to the site, it'll be all on the actual Queen Sugar. So if you want to see the podcast lined up, that will be from series one and two, and then one, then two and three,
yeah,
and then four, and so on and so forth. But what we will be doing is doing it every week, because we'll probably find some tidbits. So when we get some internet buzz, we'll be speaking about that as well. So be prepared. This will be a continuation, because this is one of the shows we liked, and this is the one that we'll be podcasting on. So thank you, everybody, and we appreciate you listening to our podcast for this evening.